Well, good Monday morning, beloved. Thank you for allowing me into your homes this morning as together we begin our day in God's Word. Today we're in Psalm 147, and today's Psalm expands on the theme that we started in Friday's reading, that was Psalm 146, and these themes include God's help and justice for the poor, the importance of trusting in God rather than in human leaders, and the glory of God's creation. This psalm is written after the exile and praises God for restoring Jerusalem and bringing His people home. And God's saving words for us as we begin this week together are praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin reading Psalm 147 at verse 1. Praise the Lord! It is good to sing praise to our God. It is pleasant and right to praise Him. The Lord is restoring Jerusalem. He's bringing back the exiles. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. He has decided the number of the stars and calls each one by name. Great and mighty is our Lord. His wisdom cannot be measured. He raises the humble, but crashes the wicked to the ground. Sing hymns of praise to the Lord. Play music on the harp to our God. He spreads clouds over the sky, and He provides rain for the earth, and makes grass grow on the hills. He gives animals their food, and feeds the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in strong horses, nor His delight in brave soldiers, but He takes pleasure in those who honor Him, in those who trust in His constant love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. Keep your gates strong. He keeps your gates strong, and He blesses your people. He keeps your borders safe and satisfies you with the finest wheat. He gives a command to the earth, and what He says is quickly done. He spreads snow like a blanket and scatters frost like dust. He sends hail like gravel, and no one can endure the cold He sends. Then He gives a command, and the ice melts, and He sends the wind, and the waters flow. He gives His message to His people, His instructions and laws to Israel. He has not done this for other nations. They do not know His laws. Praise the Lord. And today's key verse is Psalm 147, verse 5, where the psalmist writes, Great and mighty is our Lord. His wisdom cannot be measured. You know, beloved, in this time, as we were mentioning earlier in the church service, in this time where the headlines of our daily papers seem to reflect the writings of the prophets of 2,700 years ago, and we're seeing biblical prophecy come to pass before our very eyes. And it's easy for us to be concerned, and it's easy for us to become fearful when we look at all of the confusion and all the hatred and all the hurt, everything that's going on. And it's interesting that the psalmist here is encouraging us, don't put your trust in your armies, don't put your trust in your weapons. Those things aren't important, because it's God who secures your borders. It's God who secures your blessings. And so I thank God for our men and women that serve in the military, but it's our God who watches over us and keeps us safe. Amen? Let's pray. Praise the Lord. It is good to sing praises to You, O God. It is pleasant and right to praise You. May I find strength and wisdom to obey Your word and walk in Your ways all my life. I seek to honor You and trust in Your constant love. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in Psalm 148, where the universe is called upon to praise God. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.